Property condition. When you first drive onto the property, observe the condition of the landscaping. Is it pleasant? Or does the grass need mowing? Are the weeds popping up everywhere? Make sure the property is clean. Look to make sure there isn't trash lying around. Observe the condition of the buildings, paying special attention to any obvious deferred maintenance and capital items such as broken windows, stucco and siding damage, old paint, and other signs of neglect. Staff. When you walk into a rental office, someone should approach you immediately. Observe the staff, taking note of their appearance and demeanor. A good company will have employees who are professionally dressed, energetic, and give the impression that they are genuinely excited to show you the property. Ask a lot of questions. Make sure the employees are well-versed in not only the property, but also the company's policies and procedures. Unless they are newly hired, if a leasing agent can't even tell the rent on the property floor plans without referring to a cheat sheet or tell you how many units the property has, that may be a troubling sign. Collateral and marketing materials. On larger properties, there will generally be marketing materials such as brochures, flyers, and business cards. Make sure these materials are professional-looking and not poor copies that appear in-house. Collateral is a huge factor in making a solid first impression. Never forget that people are not just renting an apartment, but a lifestyle. The marketing materials should be placed in an open and readily accessible place. Verify the accuracy of the marketing materials. Nothing makes a worse impression than having a leasing agent tell you that a rental amount or lease special is different from what is printed. Not updating printed materials is a serious sign of laziness. The most important factor for a prospective resident in determining whether to rent or not will be the model walk or touring of units. Make sure that the person who will be touring you gets all your information and fills out a guest card. Ask to see the models or the units for rent and observe the sales presentation. Observe the condition of the models or units. Are they clean and stylish? Do they get you excited about living at the community, or are they forgettable? Is the person touring you commanding the tour, or do they seem uncomfortable? Again, ask lots of questions. Don't interrogate them, but do pay attention to whether the employee remains attentive to your questions or whether they seem to be getting impatient. After the tour, the leasing agent should have immediately tried to get you to lease. The hard close. Office. While you don't need to apply for an apartment, you should show interest and sit down with the leasing agent. Observe the condition of their offices. Are there files stacked everywhere, cups of half-finished coffee, and papers littering the desk? Any signs of disorganization are bad. Once you have visited the property management offices, talked to the staff, received advice from other owners, reviewed the policies and procedures, and shopped or visited sample properties, you will have a pretty good idea of who will be a good fit to manage your property. Now you should head back home to begin the third level of research.